Somebody say, it's the blood. It's the blood. If you would learn how to plead the blood over your family, if you would learn how to plead the blood over your children, you would see a transformation like never before. Somebody just say, the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood. Oh, come on, this is the stuff we used to do for communion. Yeah. These are the songs that carried us. It washes away. Come on, sing it like it's Sunday morning. Say, oh, the blood.
Oh,
yes, Lord. time. Somebody high five and say, it was the blood. It was the blood.
Oh, my goodness. Praise God this morning. Father, I just want to say thank you. I just want to say, Lord God, we're grateful this morning. Grateful for your goodness. Grateful for your mercy. Grateful for your God, steadfast faithfulness to us who believe. So, Father, basically, I don't know any more that I could say this morning than thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to have Holy Communion as soon as I can get this thing. Yeah, I see it now. Boy, the enemy, let me tell you, the devil is mad this morning. He is mad, mad, mad. And I mean mad. I'm not talking about just angry. I mean M-A-D, mad. And I'm going to tell you why. Because something was. I don't know why, Minister Hill. I know you can hear me, but I cannot get your number up here. So I might need you to hang up and dial in again and press 1. I can see it, but I can't get it on my Blog Talk screen. That's because the devil's so mad this morning. He is mad, mad, mad. God, you know God is a revealing God, right? And God reveals some things. I can't. Let's see. Let's see if it's going to do it now. Okay. God is so great. I'm so grateful to serve him, to be able to serve him. Let's see if I can get this Blog Talk to work right. This is like crazy. But, you know, the devil is really crazy. Oh, great. Jesselyn, I see you on here. Man, I got some answers for you and some answers for me and some answers for the believers this morning. I got some answers. I love it when I have answers. Oh, there it is. Okay, I see you now. Minister Hill, take over. It's yours.
Good morning, Dr. Erickson. Good morning, Jesus believers. And I'm like you. I thank God. I praise God this morning. I praise God for Jesus. I praise God for the move of the Holy Ghost. And I thank God for the harvest and all the laborers.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All hearts and minds are clear, I pray, this morning. And you're prepared to see Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 36, 28. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Mm-hmm. And again, Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
That's it for you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm done.
Sure.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
I'm in the process now. I'm just reading to see what the Lord has to say. I got to read. When he give it to me, I'll bring it.
All right. Praise God.
Okay.
Pastor Hattie, there's a reason you come in here today, and it's greater than what you think, or what you thought when we first talked, and I called you, but I know what the reason is now. Brothers and sisters, my goodness, I've been through hell, and I made it out. Yesterday, I was battling the forces of hell. But you know what? Being God stepped up to the plate and took me and a couple of the Tedliners smack dab in the middle of hell. And honest to God, I did not know what was going on. But I knew one thing. I had to fight. Jesslyn, press one. Wherever you are on this, I believe you're on this blog talk. The blog talk is acting a very kind of weird, old strange, but press one. I know why God gave you the job he gave you. I got the answer. And the answer came through prevailing warfare about between 2 this morning and, gosh, I don't know what time we stopped, but I've been up all night because God was explaining it to me. Remember, Jesslyn, I just hit you. I just opened your mic for a minute there. Remember, we said, you and I talked about it, and we knew that God had put you in a bank, but we didn't know why, right?
Yes, ma'am. I remember.
He had given you a job in a bank. And I said to you,
right.
I said, God's got a purpose for doing that. And you don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, I said, but God is going to reveal it. He's got to reveal it because there was so much satanic manifestation. And so I think this is, Monica, is this you? I open your mic.
Yes, this is me, Amanda, and Sister Donna.
Okay. So, this is who I was praying with all night, okay? So, but listen to how this came together. Before I got up from this the studio that I have here, God said, I want you to look at Isaiah 25. He said, you're not going to understand it in the King James Version. And I'm thinking, oh, this is a devil here. This has got to be a devil. I get plenty of revelation, and I'm not, I don't, you know, I use them all. I use 25 different translations, but I rely on the King James. So the Lord say, I want you to read Isaiah 25, but you're not going to understand it in the King James Version. So I said, what do I do? He said, I want you to read Isaiah 25, and I want you to read it in the King James Version. I want you to read it in the Living Bible, and I want you to read it in the Message Bible. And the last Bible I want you to read it in, I want you to read it in the Amplified Bible. He said, then you're going to get understanding of it, but there's more to come. So I downloaded and I prayed. I looked at it And so I said, okay, this is Isaiah 25. It says, oh, Lord, this is the Amplified. Because he told me the last version to read was the Amplified, and I would understand it. And so I read the Amplified, the King James translation of the Amplified. Oh, Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name. For you have done wonderful things, even purposes planned of old and fulfilled in faithfulness and truth. For you have made a city a heap, a fortified city a ruin, a palace of aliens without a city. It is no more a city. It will never be rebuilt. Therefore, many, a strong people will glorify you. Many, a city of terrible and ruthless nations will reverently fear you. For you have been a stronghold for the poor, a stronghold for the needy in his distress, a shelter from the storm, a shade from the heat. For the blast of the ruthless ones is like a rainstorm against a wall. As the heat in a dry land is reduced by the shadow of a cloud, so you will bring down the noise of aliens, exultant over their enemies. And as the heat is brought low by the shadow of a cloud, so the song of the ruthless ones is brought low. And on this Mount Zion shall the Lord of hosts make for all peoples a feast of rich things, symbolic of his coronation festival, inaugurating the reign of the Lord on earth in the wake of a background of gloom, judgment, and terror, a feast of wines on the lees of fat things full of marrow, a wine on the lees well refined. And he will destroy on this mountain the covering of the face that is cast over the heads of all peoples in mourning, and the veil of profound wretchedness that is woven and spread over all nations. He will swallow up death in victory. He will abolish death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from off all the earth, for the Lord has spoken it. It shall be said in that day, behold, our God, whom we have waited and hoped that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. For the hand of the Lord shall rest on this Mount Zion, and Moab shall be threshed and trodden down in his place, as straw is trodden down in the filthy water of a primitive stress pit. And though Moab stretches forth his hands in the midst of the filthy water, as a swimmer stretches out his hands to swim, the Lord will bring down Moab's pride in spite of the skillfulness of his hands and together with the spoils of his hands. And the high fortifications of your walls, the Lord will bring down. Lay low and bring to the ground, even to the dust. Now, when God gave me that, he said, remember Joshua, the high priest, was wearing a filthy garment that hindered his ministry until the Lord commanded the garment to be removed from his life. The scripture says, and he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. Even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments, stood before the angel. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. So I'm saying, okay, God, what is this? I knew because I was fighting with some other people on a different front, and I had been asked to pray over a wallet yesterday. And I had seen this vision a couple days before of this huge demon, huge, big, dirty, and it had on garments that had been rotten in the grave. But it had a money bag. And I could see through the money bag that this big, 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 big demon had. But I could see it wasn't paper money. It was gold. And it was silver money. And I said, just to myself. And I looked at this thing and I started binding it and rebuking it. So as it turned out, I was praying with Jesselyn. And I was praying against, I was praying against goddesses. I was praying against priests. I was praying against ancient spirits. I was praying against, when I say I mean me and him, and it was some other, a couple other people praying with us too, one other person. And we were coming against powers, and we were coming against, basically, it was gods, goddesses, ancient spirits. And we prayed, and then that's when God gave us, you know, about the next day when I prayed with you all about the head, the head. So then this morning, after I got through praying with the people in California about some stuff that come up, and it was horrible. Let me tell you, I don't even want to go into it. I don't want to talk about it. It was horrible. But you see, God had given me Psalms 62, verse 8. Psalm 62, verse 8 says, and God was saying, this is what you're going to have to do. This is what you're going to have to do. Psalm 62, verse 8 says, trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. So now I'm praying. Psalm 62, verse 8. Jesselyn. Do you know who we've been warring against? I'm about to tell you. Get ready for this. All of these pieces of the puzzle came together. Okay? They came together.
I know they're ancient spirits. I know that for a fact.
Listen to this. Just listen. Listen. We've been fighting the Queen of Heaven because God opened it up after that warfare we went through with y'all in California out there. And this is what the Lord said. He said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. He said, the Queen of Heaven, you just overcame. The Queen of Heaven is the woman in charge of the water kingdom above the skies on earth and under the earth. Now, when God said that, he was quoting scripture directly, Psalms 148, verse 4, 7, 24, and 1 and 2. God said, remember when you spent 2 years battling mammon? I said, yeah. He said, this is why. This is the culmination of when you, I revealed to you that mammon was the spirit of the world. I said, yeah. He said, no. The queen of heaven controls all powers in the marine kingdom. The queen of heaven is man's greatest enemy. And the queen of heaven opposes God to the extreme. Holy Ghost said the queen of heaven is a woman personified, but it's a spirit, that does not consider age when she's dealing with a victim. The queen of heaven is in charge of all evil upon the earth. The queen of heaven is a deceiver. The queen of heaven is the opposer of the word of God. The queen of heaven is the drinker of blood and eater of evil offerings in the streets of Jerusalem and the cities of Judah. The queen of heaven is the mother of prosperity to all rich sinners. The queen of heaven is the opposer and fighter of Holy Covenant. The queen of heaven is the personality spirit that is afflicting people who decide to break her covenant. The queen of heaven, you listening, Jessica? Is the remover. She, the queen of heaven, is the remover of prosperity from all that decide against her in favor of God. The queen of heaven. Go! The queen of heaven is the mother of all wars that consume people by the sword and by famine. You ain't heard nothing yet. The queen of heaven is the evil woman in charge of all evil groups and falsehoods. The queen of heaven is the woman that gave birth to all the secret cults and societies. The queen of heaven is in charge of all the witchcraft that is being practiced all over the world. The queen of heaven is the mother of divination, idolatry, bewitchment, and enchantment. The queen of heaven is the spirit in the manifestation of a woman responsible for all undiagnosed sicknesses, madness, insanity, droughts, blockages at the edge of miracles. The queen of heaven is responsible for immorality. She's the motivator and the mother of abortions and miscarriages. The queen of heaven and her troop is the general overseer of all occult churches, shrines, and temples of wickedness. Now look at this. The Holy Ghost say she is a chameleon. She has the ability to act like Satan, look like Leviathan, and manifest as Hecate or the queen of the coast. And through her chameleon ability, she can even manifest as an angel of light. But this is what knocked me off my feet. Listen, Jessica. This principality controls commerce. And she is in charge of the Satanic World Bank. Who is that called? Listen to me. Listen. The queen of heaven controls commerce, and she is in charge of satanic investment and the Satanic World Bank. Are you getting it?
Yes.
You had to have that job in that bank. That demon had to be overthrown. Okay? So then he gave me the scripture. This thing is just too awesome. It's just too awesome. He said, now I want you to read Jeremiah 44, verses 15 to 18. Then all the men which knew that their wives had burned incense unto other gods, and all the women that stood by, a great multitude, even all the people that dwelt in the land of Egypt and Paphos, answered Jeremiah, saying, as for the word that thou hast spoken unto us in the name of the Lord, we will not hearken unto thee. But we will certainly do whatsoever things goeth forth out of our own mouth, to burn incense unto the queen of heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto her, as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings, and our princes, in the cities of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem. For then had we plenty of victuals, and were well, and saw no evil. But since we left off to burn incense to the queen of heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto her, we have wanted all things, and have been consumed by the sword and by the famine. Then the Lord said, Erica, the prayers were heard. God received those prayers as a supplication to himself.
Yes.
And then he began to break down about prayer to me, telling me, you know that prayer is beseeching your Father. Your prayer lifting up one's heart and whole soul had to be a pouring out of the whole self. Then he said, look at Psalm 62 and 8. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Then he says, seek the Lord and his strength. That would be 1 Chronicles 16:11. And then he said, your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ gave his followers the command to pray. Ask, it shall be given you, seek, and you shall find, knock, and it shall be open unto you, for everyone that asketh receiveth. And then he reminded me again that God's command to the believer is that we should pray daily in the morning, just like Jesus did. And then he backed it up with Psalms 5 and 3. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. Then he started telling me, I want you to do a prayer twice daily. O Lord, God of my salvation, I have cried day and night before thee. And then he said he want one in the evening and the morning again and at noon. I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. You know, and then he went on to tell me about, you know, Matthew 6 and 6, pray in the closet and pray openly. He said, and in that day, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he's going to give it to you. He reminded me to pray through Jesus Christ only, to pray in faith with my whole heart, and to believe, to forgive. Now, this was God talking to me directly. I can't say what he said to anybody else. It ain't my business. But I'm telling you, that he told me there will be no prayers unanswered if you do these things. He went on to say, I demand prayer. And then he went on to tell me about Jeremiah again. He said Jeremiah was moved when he saw the deplorable condition of the children of Israel. He said many of them were at the point of death, sickness, failure, and diseases. He said many were in extreme poverty, and they were defeated because they believed too much in their problems. He said, Jeremiah, this is God talking to me. He said, Jeremiah started his ministry as an intercessor and a wailer, or a wailing man. He said he started praying fervently for divine intervention in the lives of the defeated of God's people. He said, but Erica, God rejected it. He said, but God prevailed. I said, where did God reject the prayer? And he said, right here, Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 16. Therefore, pray not thou for this people, neither lift up cry nor prayer for them, neither make intercession to me, for I will not hear thee. So I said, why? He said, Erica, when people pray to me, he said, their relationship with me matters to me. He said, Jeremiah, as a righteous prophet of God, was qualified, but the people he was praying for were not qualified. Are you getting this?
Jesus.
They were once qualified, but they entered into a relationship with one of his greatest enemies. I say, who? He said, they entered into a relationship with that great whore, harlot, or prostitute. They united. They joined themselves with a woman with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication. He said, these one-time people of God abandoned God for a woman who had influenced the inhabitants of the world with the wine of her fornication. Revelation 17, 1 and 2. He said they abandoned their creator for a creature who was arrayed in purple and scarlet and decked with gold, holding a cup in her hand. I said in that vision, I saw this chalice overturned, holding a cup in her hand full of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. They had a relationship with a wicked woman who presently sits and wants to continue to sit upon peoples, nations, multitudes, and tongues. God say we must not be ignorant concerning the amount of damage which she is doing. You see, the Holy Spirit said these one-time holy people in the days of Jeremiah entered into an agreement with a prostitute, with a harlot, with an unfaithful woman who sells herself for money. Holy Spirit say nobody can enter into covenant with this mother of abominations and fail to change from good to evil. He said all that relate with her, even in a little way, change their lives from good to evil. Brothers and sisters, God is talking about that woman that sits on many waters. God is talking about that woman who happens to be the Queen of Heaven, that happens to be over the Satanic World Bank. It happens to be commerce. You see, God say when you come up against this evil, you must be repentant, you must be forgiving, and you must
yes.
be ready for change. Change that's going to come through your heart. Change. And you must understand that this woman, this harlot, this prostitute, this woman that exchanges good and righteousness for evil, God said, it's in Psalm 34, 15, and 17 through 18. He says, when you enter into any kind of agreement with this woman called the Queen of Heaven, God say, you cannot just pray this bondage away. It has to be. Number one, you got to part company with her. You got to break the covenant with her. See, as long as you remain in covenant with the Queen of Heaven, God will not answer your prayers. He can't. He refused to answer the prayers of his own people because they entered into covenant with the woman that sits on many waters, the Queen of Heaven. God allowed the children of Israel to die in their sickness. Brothers and sisters, if God watched the lives of the children of Israel being destroyed and wasted because they entered into an evil covenant with this evil woman, it can happen to you. It can happen to me. It can happen to and the believer. You are targeted for it to happen to you. Are you hearing me this morning?
Jesus.
God even confronted them. He confronted the people. He said, behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will you steal, murder, and commit adultery and swear falsely and burn incense unto Baal and walk after other gods whom you know not and come and stand before me in this house which is called by my name and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations? Is this house which is called by my name become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, even I have seen it, saith the Lord. Brothers and sisters, that is Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 8 through 11. People are being deceived to believe that they can do anything with the Queen of Heaven because of her gold and all that that gold can offer. But I'm going to tell you something this morning. God will not answer your prayers. God will remain far from answering your prayers if you allow yourself to be attracted to this evil woman because of her scarlet-colored dress and her gold. When you come into covenant with her, you become an enemy of God. If you get attracted to this evil, you will be doomed. If you allow yourself because of hardship to allow her to make a satanic investment from her into you, you may not be alive to enjoy that fruit or that money or whatever it is. The Holy Ghost says many people have entered into an evil covenant with this woman. And then he went on to tell me about the rich man clothed in purple and fine linen who refused Abraham. And the Bible says, in hell he lifts up his eyes. Remember the story in Lazarus' bosom?
Mm-hmm.
He was tormented in the flame. You see, Jeremiah was determined to set the people free, but he couldn't do it. Jeremiah prayed for their deliverance, but God refused to deliver them. And that's what a covenant with this woman, this queen of heaven, makes people enter into, making it a permanent evil condition. God took his stand and insisted that unless they repent and break their covenant with the Queen of Heaven, they were not going to be delivered. You see, only God has the true answer. Only God and only Jesus. The name Jesus is supposed to be on the level with God in word, deed, thought, or action, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost said, people may love a name, but if God hates such a name, it doesn't matter how many people love that name. I'm saying to you this morning, we were in battle, and God told me after I got off the phone with the people that were praying with me from California, God said, Erica, the Bible has to speak. The Bible has to speak. Brothers and sisters, God says in Jeremiah chapter 7, don't offer any offering to the Queen of Heaven, not a drink offering, not a food offering, no offering. You see, Jeremiah was interceding. And God opened the eyes of Jeremiah to see what the people he was interceding for were doing. And when he opened his eyes, he saw their covenant with the Queen of Heaven. The Queen of Heaven is the woman that Satan has handed over the wealth of the world. She is the woman, demon, principality, spirit that is in charge of the satanic kingdom of commerce. This principality controls it, and she's in charge of the satanic World Bank. And it's all a part of the strategies of the Queen of Heaven to take control of the world economic order. And she does it first by taking and sitting upon the blessings and the wealth of people and nations. This morning, we're going to break this. And each one of you are going to be representative of the city you live in. And we're going to be representative of this nation. The scripture says in Revelation 17, 1 and 15, God says, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. Now you understand? Do you understand what that warfare was about, those of you in California? There were goddesses. There were witches.
Yes.
Under that tent. Representative of the Queen of Heaven. And God had to have intercessors there to break it. It just wasn't enough. It just wasn't enough. They targeted some of the people that had the glory of God rested on them because they could see. They have knowledge. And this is why it was said that people were stealing. It wasn't people. It was that queen. It was that principality wanting to do damage because there was a multitude of believers. And trust me, I didn't see it until after all this prayer went forth. And then God gave it to me. Because see, God knows. And I'm going to pray. And then God said, I'm going to show you, Erica. I'm going to show you. Go to that internet. The meeting in Oklahoma cost $295 a person to attend. Queen of Heaven is moving. Father God, in the name of Jesus this morning, I pray. I know it takes money to do ministry. But Father God, I break every attachment. I break every demon on assignment from the Queen of Heaven to pervert the finances of the men and women of God. Father God, I break every curse. That's why they stealing from that brother so that his offerings are being laid on the altar in the temple of Satan. Our offerings through many houses of God, not just one. He just used one. Remember, he only needs one on earth. He just used that to show it, to reveal it, to bust it up and expose it. The hidden work of darkness is being carried out by the Queen of Heaven, the whore that sits on many waters.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, we break, cut, sever, and destroy any and all attachments, any and all transference, any and all spirits that have disguised themselves in a chameleon-like manner to steal, to kill, and destroy. And Father God, I bind those spirits up. I bind up the spirits of the Queen of Heaven because the Queen of Heaven has a name. And the Bible says, go. Everything that has a name is subject to the name of Jesus. I cancel and nullify any binding spirits attached to it or transferred from it. I want you, wherever you are, announce the works, the thoughts, the deeds, and the acts of the Queen of Heaven. I want you to command that Satan's World Bank be shut down and the Bank of Heaven be opened up. in the name of Jesus. I bind and rebuke the lies, the chaos, the confusion, and the intent of the Queen of Heaven and all her subjects in all their various names, deeds, and actions. And I command her to loose the resources of God that she is holding captive in the areas of banking and commerce in the name of Jesus. When I say go, I'm going to call it out. You cough it out. I destroy the works, the thoughts, the deeds, the acts, and the intent of the Queen of Heaven right now. I apply the blood of Jesus to all believers, but I leave an opening for those demonic spirits to come out from the Queen of Heaven. Go right now. Go! Get out. Get out. In the name of Jesus, go. Go. Loose your stronghold. Go. Loose. In the name of Jesus, I loose each and every person, man, woman, child, animal, that has been fragmented and decompartmentalized by the Queen of Heaven. Go! In the name of Jesus. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I command and call all those fragments back into their perspective. Wash them with the blood first. Cleanse them with the blood of Jesus first. Cleanse them. And I break every lying spirit, every killing spirit, every thief. I break and destroy your power. It won't work. It hasn't worked. And it never will work. And Father God, your word says where sin abounds, there doth grace abound much more. I break the power of every nullifying prayer because somebody heard, somebody thought without going to the Word of God and getting God's thoughts on it, for getting God's action on it, for thinking that they had the power in and of themselves to stop something that only God can stop, to subvert something that only God can subvert. So I want to thank you this morning, Father God. I want to thank you. And I ask you this morning to cleanse us by your blood, by your blood. And I don't know, God even brought it up. He even brought it up and was totally ignored when he brought up about Mario going to that witch's house. That was a God saying, look into this a little bit closer. Just look into it. Just look into it. God was saying, who's binding up the witches? Who's identifying the witches? I say, God, I'm sorry, I repent. But they will be identified from now on because our eyes have been opened to the truth.
You saw a wretch undone. Now the guilt has no more stain. The Lord came and washed my sins away. He washed me clean and He changed my name. I've been
forgiven.
It's been forgotten. I've been washed.
And the message God has sent me was, watch out for the weakest link. Whoever is the weakest link, and they said, oh, that's the weak link. I should have got the message that the enemy was going to try to hit me through that, through the weak link. And that's exactly what happened. But it wasn't just me. It wasn't just me. It's the whole body of Christ. Common sense should have said, all those witches in California, do you think that they're going to be oblivious to all that power being poured out under that tent? No, ma'am. Witches love power. They seek power. They seek after power. They go where the power is. That's what they do. That's part of their MO. But I assumed it was already taken care of because I just assumed. But see, you don't assume nothing. I just knew that they had enough intercessors and to bind that stuff up and was kept. But hey, I bet they'll know from now on. Brothers and sisters, just like we don't know, just like I'm going to know. But I do it automatically, instinctively. I automatically do it. Everywhere I go, anywhere I go, I'm very particular. Because I know that I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. And we as believers are in the world, but we're not of the world. And that's why we must have 1 foot on earth and the other feet in heaven, other foot. And we must walk in the spirit. That's why God tells us to walk in the spirit and make no provision for the lust of the flesh.
A wretch undone. Now the guilt has no more stain. The Lord came and washed my sin away. He washed me clean and He changed my name. I've been
forgiven.
It's been forgotten. I've been washed clean by the blood. I've been forgiven.
Cleansed by the blood.
I'm cleansed. Christ.